How's it going, everyone? Welcome back to the podcast, Everything Everywhere. I'm Mike, episode number 20. And I'm joined by a very special guest today. My boy since freaking middle school, what, seventh grade?
Yeah, seventh grade.
Seventh grade, man. And now we're close 21. But I'll let you introduce yourself first.
Yeah, my name's Cole. I've been a Will's friend for almost 10 years now.
Crazy, dude.
It's been crazy.
Yeah, man. Probably like I don't have a friend longer than that, dude.
Yeah, same.
There's no way. There's just no way. It's crazy, man.
It's insane.
How have you been, bro?
I've been chilling, just a lot of work, you know.
Yeah, you've been ready. Yeah, no, 100%. Like usually on these kind of podcasts, like my good friends, like it's like our first time talking a little bit, so
it's been a while,
January,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Since January. No, not either. Yeah, no, maybe beginning of January. Late December. But yeah, we're going to jump in. We got Cole in the pod. And we're kind of just going to go over like memories or friendship. Maybe some tips on how to maintain a long friendship like this. Because I know a lot of people wonder that. Like, how do these people have friends this long? Especially in this day and age.
Oh, yeah.
So the first thing I had here listed was called this segment, Journey Through Time. Basically, I said reflect on key milestones and shared memories over the years. Explore how both of you have evolved individually and together. I mean, I feel like a lot of people, we changed a lot, man.
We were
menaces in like middle school, early high school, and then like late high school, we kind of matured, I'd say. You know?
Yeah.
But when we first met, nah, dude, it was different. Like, I'll tell you guys the story of how I met Cole. It was actually in this like woodshop class in seventh grade. I like went up to him. And I had known somebody that he, like a good friend of his, was like his longtime friend at the time. And like, yeah, dude, I don't even know.
And we also like learned that like your locker was like right near mine. Oh, it was like four lockers over.
Yeah, guys, we're probably not going to use names for most people we know, but like, was it who I'm thinking of was also near us too? Seventh grade? Tall? Tall, we've known him for a while.
I think he may have been like around the corner.
Yeah. We were like near the calf of the gym, I think. Like
we were near the calf, yeah.
Yeah.
Which was the gym.
Did we even like really? I don't like remember seeing like not going up to you in that woodshop class before like seeing you in your locker. Yeah, I don't think we knew each other at that point.
Nah.
Yeah. So
I think you were the first like person from like first person I really met in like right. Middle school.
Same. No, yeah, I didn't have like I had a tall person as my friend. Dude, that would have been like genuinely I don't think I really talked to anybody. But, so like that was crazy and like yeah, you were really welcoming, I just remember. But dude, our freaking woodshop teacher was the hardest.
He had like three fingers gone.
Well, he knew you previously, right? He had one of
your he had all of my brothers, and yeah, so he said to my parents that like he didn't think he would have me, and then he's still there. I'm like, oh man,
dude, that's funny. Yeah, no, I remember that class. Like, what were we making that like marble maze thing, right? And you were
probably
with David. Well, I'll say David's name because like I don't think he'd care that much. But like, yeah, like we were part of you were part of David. And who was my partner, bro? It was someone like I feel like I knew. Was it Tallman?
It was him.
Was it Tallman? Controversial Tallman?
I think it was, but was he even in our class?
Dude, that's the thing. Like, it doesn't feel like he was in our class, but who else would have been my partner? Because I feel like it was someone I knew previously.
I just remember me and you would just mess around in our team. And
I would
like,
walk
David,
over to you guys. I would, like, walk
David
over.
Would be doing everything, and I'd be like, I
oh,
don't
I wasn't
know what's happening.
Anything in that class, bro? I'm not gonna lie; like, I did not know what I was doing.
Didn't like the teacher like carve his name, like David's name, into like that like wood, and just like gave it to him.
Dude, I remember like going outside for that class for whatever reason. Dude, middle school was an interesting time.
I didn't like middle school at all. It was terrible.
Did we have any other class? maybe 8th grade? Because we were on the same team. So
we had English in 8th grade.
Oh, without Elliot, bro.
He was crazy. Didn't he, like, get canceled or something?
Yeah, he got canceled. But, like, cancel culture wasn't really a thing then. But, like,
he got canceled
him on his own. Like,
I think he got, like, actually canceled, like, after we, like, left.
Dude, it makes sense. He was unhinged, bro.
Because he said some crazy shit.
Yeah, we probably wouldn't say it in the pop. Just know it was... It was reasonable enough to get canceled. Like, in his class, I remember not really liking it.
Oh, but it was so boring. We were on
the same team, so like our middle school guys was divided for some whatever reason was divided to two different teams. So like half and half of the kids in the school.
Yeah,
and you would only have classes with the kids. It was just weird. Oh, and then we had the freaking reading with Kutu.
We had science too.
Who was science with?
It was that like young teacher. I don't remember her name.
But and we had like, Griff. Griff's the go, bro. Miss Griff is watching, dude. She was like our like study teacher, dude. She was loving
it. We had Madden too.
Madden's a go. We'll get into some Madden stories when we get into the high school era.
Oh, like, we gotta talk about the story.
Miss H.
she was unhinged.
No, yeah. So I guess that we'll get into the next topic. Friendship chronicles. Dive into amusing or significant stories from your long-lasting friendship. Provide listeners with a glimpse. And yo, yeah, we have a lot.
I mean, we can start like a story about how like our friend group first started.
Oh yeah. That's
like the Applebee's.
You want to run that one?
Well, all right. So we're at Applebee's on one fine night, and so, like, we were leaving, we paid, we tipped, we did whatever. Yep. And then, like, these, like, old men, like, these, like, grown men.
Wannabe mobster Nashville.
Yeah, they, like, they just, like, walked up to us and started screaming at us, wanting to, like, fight us. And we were, like, 16, 17, like, it's, like,
young.
You guys are all freshly, like, getting your license.
Yeah.
And he's just wanting to fight, and they're just, like, screaming at us.
For hell, and like we didn't have none of us drank at the time, so we didn't like understand that dynamic totally. Like we did, but like not that it would like make them act in that kind of way.
But they were so aggressive towards like 16-year-olds,
dude. Freakiest. Like I've never seen anybody like that. Dude, we lived in that area for our whole lives. I've never seen anybody's worse than that.
Nah, I've never seen anybody crazy like that.
I've just seen some interesting people, but nothing like crazy like assholes. But they were, bro. Like God. Yeah, no, that was kind of how it formed. Like, and that was a good one. I'm trying to think of some other ones. I mean, this one was way pre when we got yelled at the Dollar Tree. That was like before high school.
Bro, that's classic.
Yeah, dude, that one was huge. Like, basically, we were recording. We did a lot of YouTube, especially Cole, which he'll plug at the end of this. We'll get into that. But yeah, we've been doing YouTube the longest time. And when I mean we, like, I would help be in Cole's videos and stuff. And we recorded a video just us messing around at a Dollar Tree. We started like throwing like stuff across the aisle, and Cole, I don't know who it was, thrown something, and it might have like hit or like landed near this lady. She came and she's like, "What are you throwing shit for?" We got it on video too.
We booked it out of there. We dipped.
Because she's gonna probably call. She's the type of woman to like call the police.
Didn't she like almost hit us with her like car when she left?
Yeah, we were like waiting because guys, we were in middle school, we didn't drive, so we were waiting for someone to pick us up, and like we almost got hit by her. And dude, that was a crazy day.
Wasn't that after the movies?
Was it after or before? It must have been after if we were waiting for a ride, because there's a theater, a dollar store, like right there in this plaza, still there. But yeah, that was crazy. And then, do you want to tell the Miss H story, or do you want me to tell that?
I think you can probably explain it the best.
Yeah, I do. It's one of those things I remember. So Cole and I are in study with Miss M, who's a well-known teacher. You probably have some Miss M stories. I probably do. I got to think of them. But we're sitting in study, and there's also another teacher in the room. She kind of thought she was the boss, Miss H. Like, she thought she was like, she was just crazy. She was unhinged, to be honest. Like, probably one of the most unhinged teachers I've ever seen, especially in the context of the time we're in. What's going on in schools? This was crazy. And these two kids are talking over her. She's trying to make an announcement, and she's getting a little riled up because they're the type of kids that are just like not listening to Miss H and Miss M. So Miss H decides to get kind of pissed because they kept talking. Miss H goes, something along the words of, if you guys talk over me again, I'm going to shoot you. And dude, I started dying laughing.
I was like, oh no.
Cole and I, bro, that was probably the most entertaining moment in that whole high school. It probably made my month. Not because it's not cool that she threatened them, but just how I did not see that coming.
A teacher threatened the whole to room shoot students. That's the time, like, that's the one time Miss M was outside of the classroom.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, she doesn't even know about it. I think the two kids didn't say anything, which, like, respect.
They were scared.
They could have got her fired, like, bro. Like, I thought she was going to get fired that day.
Bro, I wonder if she's still there.
That's what I'm saying, but imagine Miss M, or we'll just say Miss Madden, shout out, like, Miss Madden's reaction to that.
What'd you just say to them? She would have snapped.
Miss Madden's like the mother of these kids. Like, think about teachers that are just like kind of just
very motherly.
Like, a lot of people have their mixed feelings about her, but at the end of the day, like, I had a lot of respect for her because she, like, was always kind of there for being a son. So
yeah, I had a lot of respect for her. Me and her butt-heads a lot.
But like, at the end of the day, it was all love.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell Miss M's story? Do you have any? You don't have any. It's fine.
I have one that is like that sticks out to me the most. So me and our boy Jackson.
Shout out Jackson.
So we were in the same study, and he left to go to the bathroom. So I was like, "All right, screw it. I'm gonna go to the bathroom too." And then 20 minutes later, you know what you do, like, just walk around and stuff.
You're trying to skip past time.
Yeah, so we walk, he, like, comes back, and I guess he texted me saying that, like, Miss Madden is just pissed.
Yeah, she's in one of her bad moods.
And then, like, I come back, and she's just laying into me, and I'm like, alright, I'm just gonna go leave again. So, in high school, middle school, I wasn't the best kid, so I was just arguing with her, just nonstop.
Yeah, it was just, like, more, like, just small stuff, because she was probably in a bad mood. She got pissed easily. Guys, you gotta understand, like, our high school was, like, I'm not gonna say prison, that's crazy, but a dark, dark hole to the point where, like, there wasn't a lot of leeway. The stuff you did, especially later, like junior and senior year, there was stuff you couldn't really do anything. You weren't free.
See, with our school was, like, good academic-wise.
Right, yeah.
So they would care mainly about grades and, not like, nothing else. Yeah.
So, like, there wasn't any, like, you see high schools having fun and stuff, like, there's no fun. There's no fun. Because New Hampshire doesn't have the best school system, so we were the top school, public school in the state. So they obviously wanted to protect that image, but it's to the point where it's like, Jesus, like, dude, like, this is getting bad.
It's different when it's, like, fun or, like, that, but, like, straight academics and nothing else. It's just, like...
No, exactly. Especially the COVID era, it just even made it worse. Like, think about it, guys. Think about it as it being bad before the COVID era, and then COVID hits in the beginning, and then how even worse that would get. Like, we couldn't even, like, sit next door. They try to, like, we do lunch outside on this field, maybe, like, 6 feet apart, and no one would listen to them.
Like,
we would all sit close. I mean, we weren't doing 6 feet. Like, we weren't, like, close, but, like, we weren't doing, we're outside. And everything was fine, clearly. If you look back on it, nothing. There was no real outbreaks at the school.
Lunch was hype during the COVID era,
lunch
though.
Lunch was the only thing that happened.
I was like...
Lunch and study, because I'd study with you, and that was always a great time.
With that bag, Taz?
Oh, dude, shut up, bag Taz, dude.
Bro, I wonder what she's doing. I haven't talked to her in a while.
I hope she's good, man. Maybe we should meet up with her this summer. It's been a while.
I know she's at a different school, but...
Yeah, she could be completely out of New Hampshire for all we know.
Yeah.
I haven't texted Miss Matt in a while. I feel so bad. I had to text her. Dude.
Did you text her, like, a lot before?
Yeah, like, when I first got out of school, she would, like, text me a lot.
I never got her number.
Yeah, it's probably... I mean, she's a nice lady. I hope she's good, man. I genuinely do need to check on her because, like, you know why. But, so next we got lessons learned together. Discuss the valuable life lessons you learned from each other. Dude, definitely just being there for each other for sure. I mean, obviously our friend group was a lot, and we kind of learned to just ignore that kind of stuff. Not ignore, but just know that we got each other's backs in a sense. You know, obviously, you know, I moved a little bit far. I'm not moved, but I'm going to school in a different state. So And, you know, if I don't talk to Cole for a week, it's not, I can talk to him in a week and know everything's fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, dude, we learned a lot, especially in high school. I think it was just high school.
Like, high school was crazy.
Went through high school. Friendship. Yeah, man. Like, we definitely got closer the last 2 years. Because, I mean, obviously, like, I would drive Cole a lot, and we would go to, there's a Dunkin' Donuts, like, 3 minutes from our school. And one time, like, we dipped out early to go to Dunk's after the lunch. We're like,
bro, I had to sneak out.
Yeah, so we would have the same lunch. Lunch is great, dude. It's just, we'd all, it's just the funniest time. And then me and Cole were like, all right, I have one more class after lunch. I'm like, cool. And then I have that off period. I'm going to get you, meet me in the car. Dude, we went on a whole mission to get you out, and it worked. We were scared, like, Miss Magda was going to come running after us.
Cops in her own car.
Yeah, bro. That's insane. And then that one time we pranked Zach. That was hilarious.
Bro, that's crazy. That dude, story.
Oh, my God.
He's so gullible. It's like,
yeah, we basically pranked Zach into thinking that Cole, like, got basically damn near in trouble, and they, like, took his phone, but he was in the car. I was calling Cole from his phone, calling Zach. He was right next to me. That was a good prank.
It was, I don't know how he believed it. Like, what was he even saying on that?
Dude, he was just laughing. He's like, oh crap. He's like, I was asking him for advice. So, yeah, just bring his phone back to his parents. Like, as if you were being held, like, hostage by this high school, which they couldn't even do.
Nah.
I don't know how he believed that. Maybe he didn't, but, like, I think he did. Because we saw him, right? We saw him, like, an hour after, and we told him it was a prank.
Yeah, we did see him that same day.
Dude, yeah. Yeah, we had, like, a flag football team.
Oh, my God.
God, that was controversial.
That was terrible. Like, no, I mean, it was fun.
It was fun for bonding, fun. But it was just not
the right league. We just got smoked every time.
If we would have gone to a league with just all kids our age, it would have been so much more relaxed.
Like, just or just, like, fun. Grown men.
But we were going against, like, kids who were probably 2-3 grades below us, and they were just, like, this was their main sport.
They were so football. Small.
Like, this is their main sport. They don't do anything else. They just play flag football all day, and that's kind of embarrassing.
It was tough. Like, so we almost won our, like, first game in the playoffs.
So. Yeah, we did good. And it was, like, me and Jackson, who've never played football in our life. And you played football in your life before. Dom's played football in his life. Zach's played football in his life. Can you tell me, maybe? I don't know if he has.
You remember that time that that Dom brought his literal football helmet to practice? Yeah,
football helmet. He's probably not listening to this, so we're going to expose him. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, dude, I mean, he probably would admit it was kind of crazy. Like, he just brought a football helmet to flag football. I don't know,
and then, like during joke, COVID, it was, like, crazy for him. Like, everything was...
Dude, was that senior year, right?
I believe, yeah.
Yeah, beginning of senior year. So, like, COVID was still kind of a thing. It wasn't, like, that intense, but, like, it was still there. It was still the max. Remember, like, that woman would get mad at us? We would, like, go in and just practice and mess around and have fun. That was, like, so fun. Wouldn't she, like, get mad if we were, like, taking up the time in the field? Because it'd be, like,
actual
other athletes trying to get on the field.
We're just, like, practicing.
Genuine athletes football. Trying to get on the field, like, lacrosse players and stuff. You just see freaking Dom with a football helmet, and they're like, what are these kids doing? That was great, though.
No, it was really good.
Yeah, that was a good bonding time for sure. But yeah, we kind of already talked about this one. But favorite traditions. So, like, share stories about your favorite traditions, rituals that become important to your friendship. Whether they are yearly trips, inside jokes, or special celebrations. We have this group chat, me, Cole, and Jackson. It's kind of an inside joke, and that's really what got us three close. Like,
oh yeah,
we had subgroups within the friend group.
We had so many groups.
Like, there were certain people. Like, there's just so many different combinations. And, like, we could all kind of just work it out. But I would say you, me, and Jackson were together. Like, we had the closest bond. At least me, from my perspective.
I agree.
Because I wasn't as close to other people in the group. But, yeah, we would do this thing where we would do, like, tots obsessions. And me, Jackson, Cole, and even, like, two of our other friends, they would come sometimes, but not as much. We just go in the tub, vibe, talk about life, talk about memories. It's just the best. And we still do it to this day. It's
not good
anymore. We're going to probably do it next time we all meet up. But great times, man.
Didn't we do that, like, recently? Like, last time you were back?
Yeah, we did it for the draft, I think.
Oh, yeah. Was it really? I feel like we did one before, like, after that.
No, did you guys come to mine? I think you guys might have came to my house and tubbed it up a little bit. Yo, maybe you guys, what were you gonna say?
I know there's like that one time that it was like super cold and we just didn't want to get out because it
was freezing. Yeah, was that either Christmas or was that Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I can't remember. It was
one Thanksgiving break. Anyways, yeah, though, I wasn't gonna say. I completely forgot what I was gonna say. Nah. God damn it. What the hell? No, yeah, I don't remember what I was gonna say. But yeah, that was huge. And then the Wendy's trips, man.
Oh, Wendy's, man. They always seem to mess up our gut.
Yeah, so me and Cole, like late night after hanging out, we go to Wendy's. We just go to the drive thru, just chill, drive around, and get some cheap Wendy's. This is probably like before the prices went up too. And well, actually, maybe it was not really, but anyways, every time we gone or went, sorry, some weird stuff would happen.
You remember that guy that was like talking to that old lady about like some weird stuff for like 40 minutes?
So we would go closing hour, and it's somehow there's no one there really, and it would still take so long as if it was like a busy line. And we realized the reason why it was taking so long because this guy was just having a 30-minute conversation with this lady. She's probably like, get this kid away from me. And then we finally went up, and he started asking us these questions. I did not know what he was asking.
I don't even remember what they were.
He was speaking English. It wasn't that I couldn't understand what he was saying. But what he was trying to ask, I was just like, dude, what
the frick? Or those time that lady thought her car was being broken into.
Yeah,
that woman. And they dropped our nuggets on the floor.
Yeah, that woman we've seen like once or twice, and she just really didn't give a crap. Like, you can tell she just wanted to get out of there. But the longest day, and she's like, yeah, I think my car got jacked. Sorry, guys, you gotta wait. And then she came back. Oh, yeah, we dropped your nuggets. Wait. Then they gave us extra food, and I was like, all right.
Yeah, you remember when they gave us, like a literal, like, extra, like, food? Like, I think it was someone else's meal.
They literally did. They would do this twice at two different Wendy's locations, because your mom's old place, where we were, in Merrimack, right?
No. In Milford.
Milford. And somehow at two different opposite Wendy's, not even that close to each other, somehow just, and I was like, dude, what the frick? Like, it's just like a curse.
It's bad, man.
And remember the janitor, bro? He like, kind of like hates us.
Bro, he was like looking at us all weird.
No, dude, he like doesn't really like us. But one time we were sitting in the booth, he like took the mop and went right clean the while we were sitting, bro. And I felt bad. I was like, dude, you don't gotta clean that. You're not getting paid enough for that, bro. Like, I felt bad. I want to tip him.
Dude, but like while we're there, like why don't you just wait until we leave?
He smugs us, bro. I think he's like recognized us multiple times. There's a couple people at that Wendy's that recognize us because we've gone so many times, bro. Because you guys understand, like New Hampshire does not have chains that nowhere else, other places don't have. We just have whatever anybody else has.
Like Wendy's and Applebee's are the spots to go.
The spots, Dunks.
Dunks is a big one here.
Dunks, huge. Absolutely. There's peeing for the Dunks.
There's a Dunks like every mile.
Everywhere. That's all we have. Dunks. And then, well, I mean, that restaurant we went to your 21st was nice. The tavern.
That was so nice, man.
Dude, we took a call at this restaurant. Me, Cole, our other friend Zach, went to the tavern. He's 21, guys, so he can drink. He got his first drink. It was a great night. Yeah.
I mean, we could always talk about my 21st birthday.
You could, man, because I didn't drink during it. But yeah.
It was a great night. Yeah.
It was a great night.
Yeah, don't underage drink.
Yeah, the guys, especially with the youth that's watching this podcast. I see my numbers. There's some young kids who watch this podcast. Wait till you're 18.
No, wait until you're 21.
21, sorry, I forgot we're not in another country. Sorry, guys. Oh, I like this next one, Cole.
Okay.
We've talked about this one. Bucket list adventures. Share your mutual bucket list and discuss the adventures and experience, dreams you have, and dreams of having together in the future. We have a lot.
Huh?
It's like basically like talking about what we want to do. Talked with the Jackson, I think. We want to go on some trips.
Yeah, definitely. Like different like cities and stuff.
Yeah, we want to go like when we're all 21. I think something I want to do is like a booze cruise. I feel like that would be fun.
Ooh.
Talk to some else. Like go with the older people. But like,
Like
20s or 22, 23. But like, I know we talked about that. one of our friends in our friend group would always come up with these unrealistic ass trips that at our age.
You remember the New York trip?
New York, that never happened. That might have destroyed some people's friendships. Guys, basically we were like juniors in high school, I think. And one of our friends thought we would get to New York, drive to like New York.
We were all like money. Pretty broke at the time.
Yeah, man. No one was working. We're still in young. We might have been like, yeah, juniors. And you're not really working at junior because you don't get your license, at least the younger kids. My birthday's a little later. And especially Zach, and he wasn't, I don't know if he was even working then. So it's like, it was just so unrealistic from the start. But yeah, I could see us going like maybe even to another country one day.
Yeah, I want to.
Sport games, maybe.
Oh, yeah. One of the things I want to do is like eventually get my like passport and go out of like the country.
That'd be awesome. I have to come with you.
Oh, yeah. We got to go somewhere crazy. I've always wanted to go to Canada. I know you've been a good amount.
Yeah, it's nice. I think you go to like Toronto. It's a nice city. Somewhere like a city would be cool. But I know we also talked about going to a concert, Cole and I.
Oh, so yeah.
We're going to try to get that. Especially if we're 21, we can, you know, kind of do the stuff at the concert and have a good time.
For sure. For sure.
Who we got? Friendship and family. Explore the role of each other in your respective families and how friendship is, 1,000% is integrated into the broader context of your life. Yeah, I've always been really friendly with Cole's parents since the beginning. I've known his parents like as long as I've known Cole. And it's always been great interactions. They've actually like kind of like, we're not that close, but I've also known them for so long that like I kind of consider them like a second family at least.
Yeah.
Just because I've known his parents for so long. So that's definitely played a big role for sure, man.
It's yeah, I love Will's parents. Yeah. They're super chill.
Yeah, Cole and my dad, pretty good relationship.
I haven't really seen your mom that much lately. Yeah. Usually see that one about.
You gotta get that when I get back, for sure.
But yeah, Will's family is just very nice, very welcoming. Yeah,
likewise, man. Same thing. Always, like, dude, I just remember, like, this was almost 10 years ago. I just remember his. Just to think that we know each other.
It's crazy, man. Like,
getting old, bro. Yeah, they were always really welcoming. Like, I think the first hangout would have been at Cole's house. And I remember riding the bus to your house, and it was always a great time. It was always really? My favorite because I wasn't doing anything, you know. So it was always fun to just go to your house and experience something new.
It was super chill. We would, we'd do a lot.
Yeah, we were creative. We didn't like go on our phones like that. We would play wiffle ball, 101, catch, football, basketball, skateboarding. Also, we'd walk down to the gas station.
Bro.
We were really just wanting to always be like, that was the kind we just didn't stress about anything.
Like thinking about walking to the gas station, bro, that's like mad dangerous.
Yeah, that road. That road. God, I'm surprised we didn't get hit by a car. Not gonna lie.
No, I'm surprised we didn't just get smoked.
Thank God we didn't. Didn't we bike too?
I think we biked before.
Brother's bike. I used your mom's bike.
Wasn't that bike like huge?
Yeah, it was really big, but I still somehow made it work. Yeah, either you rode your bike, I think what you did. You might have skated that time. I know you were skating though.
Oh, dude, I would have probably like skated into the middle of the road and just smushed.
Dude, sometimes like I just didn't think I was gonna make it out of HB.
Out of HB?
Yeah, I don't know what there wasn't like a specific reason of what I was gonna do not to make it, but there's just you have those feelings. You're like, dude, I'm never gonna make it out of this high school.
At least you didn't have like the experience of like Dom.
Like, I'm not saying that I was I went. My attendance record was fairly good, but like I hated my life there, dude.
HB was bad. It was miserable.
I've never heard like there's so many people who are so either just not like depressed. Dude, you could tell the mood was just kind of
weird.
Wasn't that they were like just crying, but they were like just like, oh, I want to get out of here, and on their phones, not paying attention, just zoning out.
It was a bad place.
It was. Like, I had a lot of great teachers, but Jesus, dude.
I had a lot of great teachers and memories, but I respectfully never want to be in that place again.
Oh god, I haven't gone back since.
And everything is different though. The principal, like all that stuff, teachers, is just different.
Dude, it's probably all the teachers that we know and love. Probably
gone. And it's like we only graduated, like not even 3 years ago.
That's kind of
And everything is different. It's crazy.
No, yeah, it was like a thing that once our grade graduated, the school was gonna fall off.
That's probably what everybody was thinking. Like
even like the freshmen, like, everyone was thinking that. Like, and it did.
All the teachers probably were talking, it's like, all right, after this class, we're getting the hell out of here.
Yeah. Guys, our senior week was consisted of literally jack shit.
What was our, like, I can't even think of our senior week.
Breakfast, disgusting, freaking worse than any restaurant I've ever had.
Food. I never went to that.
Me either. I slept in. And then practice for graduation. When do you practice?
Bro, that practice shit was bad. You know how like long it said on the schedule? And it was like 10 to 15 minutes. And we're just wasting our time practicing.
2 hours.
Yeah, it was like 2 hours. And we're just... And then it takes like 15 minutes. And then we go home. And we're like... It's like almost summertime now. And it's just like... It's just getting hot as hell.
Dude, they could have taken us to Canopy Lake at least.
Yeah, we didn't even get a senior trip.
Dude, all these kids I've heard, amazing senior trips. Like, craziest time of their life. We didn't go anywhere. The only good thing is we didn't have class, and we all just went home and played, like, Fortnite, because that was the time.
Oh, like, Fortnite Jesus. Was crazy.
And then we would hang out. We had that pool party, which maybe we'll get into. But, God, dude, what were they thinking? You got to go somewhere. Go to freaking Beaver Brook, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, they didn't spend any money on us.
Cheap bastards. It was disgusting. And the thing is, guys, you're probably like, if you hated the school so much, why don't you leave? There's nowhere for us to go. If you're a citizen in Hollis, you have to go to HB.
And it's like a lot of money to just go to.
Yeah, we're not going to a private, like, dude, nobody, hardly anybody transferred. The people who left the school either dropped out. That was a story. But yeah, people either just dropped out or just didn't show up. But there was kids who just, you wouldn't see for years. But they were still attending the school.
Oh my god, dude. It was like crazy.
I just don't get like what they were possibly doing to just...
No, they weren't doing anything. Like, that's the thing.
Yeah, like, dude, like, people think HB is like this all night school, but dude, there were literally kids who just wouldn't show up.
Yeah. No, like, a lot of kids just wouldn't show up to school.
Dude, it was just depressing and gloomy. No one, it wasn't a good environment, no matter what. You would have those occasional good classes, but, like, dude, no. The environment just
sucked. And the, like, the classes just sucked. Besides the main course classes, they had nothing.
There's no, like, fun elective. There's no electives. Like, you wanted to
the electives were awful.
Gym class sucked.
You're like, you remember art class?
Dude, that was our first class of the day. We just talk about basketball and like
and work on like our like projects together. It was
that was a class I didn't think we were gonna get out of.
Like, the time that our principal got mad at me.
Oh my god! And then we would sit in this table, just me and him, and everyone else was sitting at this table. We would sit in the corner away from
in like rolly chairs.
Dude, that was great. Did we plan that? Like, how did we get that class together? Did we plan it or just kind of just happened?
I mean, I knew you had to take an art class.
I think we probably planned it somewhere.
Yeah, and I think, like, all right, if you're going to try to take it, I'll take it.
Dude, as much as I hate that class, yeah, I kind of missed that. Like, that was just kind of awesome, though. I don't even remember who else was in that class, but I just remember we didn't like it. We didn't talk to anybody.
Because we were the oldest in the class. Everybody was like underclassmen.
We were doing it late. Was that senior year or first semester?
It was either junior or senior year.
I remember it being like the first semester, I think. It might have been senior.
I just remember half-assing like the final. And like
it was like a box or something?
I don't even know. But no, like the actual like final test, it was like...
Ugh.
They gave like a midterm like cheat sheet sort of thing.
Yeah, you ended up doing really well on
it. I actually surprisingly did.
I did shit on it.
I half-assed it too. I was just messing around. I didn't know what they was talking about.
Dude, kind of miss all of this, man. Not even told you. Yeah, man. You wanna guys. So Cole does YouTube. You wanna dive into that a little bit? You've been doing YouTube for the longest time.
I do, yeah.
Almost at half a thousand subscribers, guys.
I've been doing YouTube since 2015. I'm pretty sure October of 2015. I haven't really been as active as I'd like to be with it, but
a lot on the way.
Yeah, I got a PC recently, so I'm trying to pump out some more content. I've been uploading a good amount. Haven't uploaded in a while, but planning on making more videos. And
I'll put all Cole's links for his YouTube. You also have a Twitch.
I do have a Twitch. Yeah, I stream
for a while.
Stream there a lot more than uploading. So if I'm not like making videos, I'm usually streaming and whatnot.
So I'll plug those. You guys, make sure you check it out. Do it from like, I don't care about this episode. Go freaking subscribe right now. He's underrated. Go show my boy some love, man. He's got good content.
Appreciate that.
And man, we gotta get you back on for sure.
Yeah.
Whether it's we're on a trip or something, maybe we'll get Jackson on trio.
We'll talk about trio,
bro. That's what we're gonna do because we have so many stories off rip.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Off rip. Yeah, man.
But I appreciate you, Will.
Yeah, dude, thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah.
I tell all my guests, like, people like you, like, thanks for having me on. No, thanks for you guys for coming on, because else I'd be talking to a freaking wall right now.
Yeah, how is this alone, man? Like, when you don't have guests on.
It's hard.
It's like talking to yourself. It feels
weird. You've got to be very entertaining. And that sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not. You know, it's just kind of what I can think of off the dome right here. So most of my episodes are with guests, and I tend to keep it that way.
Yeah, I feel that when I stream and make videos, man. I'm just talking to myself. Like,
yeah, man. See, it's the same thing, dude. It's very similar content, man. Doing content alone is not always fun. It's hard. It's not that it's not fun. It's just hard.
Oh, it's super hard.
Yeah, man. Well, hope everyone enjoy. Like I said, was there anything else you wanted to plug? Cool. Here, you can plug your channel names as well, too, in case.
Yeah, my YouTube is It's Your Boy Cole. Instead of an S, it's a Z. And same with my Twitch, but with an underscore at the end.
Yeah, guys, go check it out. Free and YouTube video. Maybe I'll make an appearance on that.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Hope everyone enjoyed. Please leave feedback if there's anything you have or anything you want to see. If you want to come on, hit me up. And we will see you guys in the next episode. Peace.